insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهرا بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود.
If you've been listening to the previous sessions, to the last few sessions actually, you've noticed that we've been discussing verse 124, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a very important concept that transcends all religions, and that is the issue of imamat, the issue of leadership for mankind and for people. We mentioned that after reading the verse, there's different points that we can take from this verse, and some of them bring about some doubts that we would try to have. We're going to try to resolve and answer some of those doubts based on this verse and other verses in the Holy Quran, and if need be, to use some of the ahadith and the sunnah, basically, of the Holy Prophet and our imams to explain how those problems are resolved, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And when his Lord tested Abraham with certain words, and he fulfilled them. He said, I am making you the imam of the people. قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, said he, and from among my descendants, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, my pledge does not extend to the unjust. The verse tells us very clearly that at a later stage in the Prophet and the Prophet's life, Prophet Ibrahim's life, after he had been a Rasul, since the verse says, and the verse talks about the Prophet Ibrahim asking the issue of imamat and leadership and asking God to give that to his progeny as well, we derived from that that he must have had those children, and that's why he's asking for it, because in other verses, when the Prophet Ibrahim, was told that he was going to have children, he was to a certain level amazed and was astonished to hear the news that he's going to have a child. And that tells us he was not expecting to have a child. He had reached old age and he did not expect that. So now that he is asking for something for his children, if he was not expecting any children, it is not, or there is no use in asking God to give that for his children. He must have already had the children. We know that was in the old age, and that at that time he was not only a Nabi, he was actually a Rasul as well. It is at that time that he asks for his children, and it's at that time that he reaches that level. So we see, based on that, that after he has reached the level of nubuwwah in his young age, and afterwards he reaches the level of risala, where he's got the responsibility to give the guidance to the people. After that, he is tested with what the verse refers to as words, and we explain that words are referring to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the verse that says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. That when he wills something, the way he does it is that he says to it, be and it is. And we explained that is a metaphor in telling us how he creates, in trying to say that it is as easy as just saying for it to be and it is. That's the way we understand things. That's the way, the metaphor that is required to explain it to us. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a mouth because he does not have a body. That's a lower level creature that would require a body to do things. He does not have any body. He does not speak in words. He does not have vocal cords. He does not need to create wavelengths to cause something to be said, and then for that thing to turn into something else and to create something. What it means is that when he wills it, it is. All he needs to do is will it, and it is. But the metaphor that is used is words, that be and it is. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says we tested him with certain words, it is referring to certain things that came to being, that were the purpose of their being was to test Prophet Ibrahim. After he passed the test, he reached the level of imamat and leadership. And from that, we came to the conclusion that the level of imamat is at such a high rank that even a Rasul, as only a Rasul, with that keeping in mind that the person is only at the level where they can be a Rasul, is lower than the level of a person that can be an Imam. From that, a few questions were raised. We answered them. The last question in this, or that this point raises to us, after saying that the issue or the level of an Imam is above the level of the Rasul, and we explained in the previous session that we have a lot of Rusul, including our Holy Prophet, which is above all the other Rusul and all the other messengers. We have a number of these messengers that were also Imams. Okay, so that does not tell us that this belief in this verse is telling us an Imam is above the level of a Rasul, which would mean that we believe our Imams are above the Holy Prophet. That is not the case. Our Prophet was an Imam in the sense of this verse, although we do not refer to him as an Imam. He had this responsibility. He was above this level, this high spiritual level of, you know, the basic level for imamat, which Prophet Ibrahim had. He was above that. He's above the rest of our Imams as well. The last question, this was only a hint towards the discussion that we had in the previous session. In this session, we want to go over this question that some people raise, that if we say that based on this verse, the level of imamat is above the level of risala and nubuwa, and as we explained, when we see the verses of the Holy Quran, we can clearly see the trend of Prophet Ibrahim and how that begins. As you know, first he's not a Nabi, he's not a prophet even, then he becomes a prophet, he becomes a Nabi, which we said is someone that does not have the responsibility of preaching. He knows what he knows. He may say things to others when the time is right, which Prophet Ibrahim did. He spoke to his uncle, he spoke to some of the people, then he moved above that to the level of Risala, and then he moved after that, after being tested a number of times, he reached the rank of imamat. If that is the case, does that mean that we believe, now I need to add another component to this topic, and that is what we mentioned in one of the first sessions discussing this verse, that the concept of imamat, which transcends, as we said, based on this verse, which talks about Prophet Ibrahim, the concept of imamat transcends religions. But this same concept of imamat is what we refer to our imams. Our imams are in the same way imam that Prophet Ibrahim was. And as we said, based on the narrations in the sunnah that we have, they are above the level of the rest of the prophets, including Prophet Ibrahim. So if that is the case, and this imamat that is referred to for Prophet Ibrahim is the same imamat that our imams have, does that not mean that our imams are also prophets and rusul, because they must have gone through that stage like Prophet Ibrahim did? two questions spur out of that. One is this, that we clearly stated and explicitly said, that does that mean that they are prophets and Rusul as well? The answer to that is no. They are not Anbiya and they are not Rusul. We have very clear statements in the Holy Quran, in the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, and in the statements of the Imams, that after our Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there were to be no other prophets, no other Nabi. All right, we are not going to have any other Anbiya after our Prophet left this world. So, and we explained before that every Rasul is a Nabi as well. Well, whether we explained it or not, this is a fact. Every Rasul is a Nabi. Not every Nabi is a Rasul. We have about, according to some narrations, we have about 313 Rusul and messengers, all of which are at the same time Anbiya and prophets. But not every prophet is a messenger. We explained that the difference between the two is that a prophet knows and has been given the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does not have the responsibility of conveying that any message to the people. But a rasul, a messenger, other than having that guidance for himself, he's got the responsibility to actively engage in propagating a message, giving a message to mankind, to people. We are not going to have any Nabi, any prophet after our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how can we accept that there's going to be an Imam afterwards, which is above the level of a Rasul and a messenger? We need to explain that what is meant by this being above that level is the spiritual level. Okay, we hinted to this in one of the previous sessions discussing this topic, that the responsibility of Risala requires a certain level of spirituality and spiritual readiness to not only be guided yourself, but you need to also be amongst people and guide them in presenting the message that God has given to guide mankind. A certain level of spiritual readiness is required for that. A higher level of spiritual readiness is required to give the higher type of guidance, which is to actually take one from point A to point B and not just give the instructions how you can get there. What is meant by saying the Imam and the level of an Imam, of a leader, is above the level of a Rasul and a messenger, it means that spiritual capacity is at a higher level. Not that this person must have the responsibility of conveying a message that they have themselves gotten from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean that. So the issue of risala has got two aspects to it. The issue of being a messenger has got two aspects to it. One is the spiritual level, the spiritual readiness, and the other is the responsibility of giving a message to the people that God has given this particular prophet. What we are saying is that spiritual level is above the previous levels. Not that necessarily whoever has that spiritual level, they are going to be a prophet or a messenger. No, the spiritual readiness is there, but the responsibility is not there. Therefore, the Imams that we have, we do believe that they are Imams in this sense, and they're spiritual capacity is above the level of a messenger, but there is going to be no one with the responsibility of risala and giving another message to the people other than the message that was brought to by our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a little more explanation required for the point that we mentioned, that inshallah we will follow up on in the following session inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu, subhanaka ya man la sharika.